Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Good morning, everybody. Let's open our Bibles. Is my mic on? Is my mic? Whoop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. Is it on now? Okay, great. So let's open our Bibles to John chapter 14. We've been looking at these chapter for a few weeks and focusing on different angles on the you believe in God, believe also in me, and areas that we can trust God in. And today we're going to continue with it. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. And Jesus said to him, I have been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words which I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the words themselves. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. And I just pray that you will teach us, Lord. Lord, at the end of the day, what we long for, what we desire is to walk with you, to know you better, as we know you, Lord, to love you. I mean, no one deserves gratefulness and love like you do. And I pray that our lives also, Lord, would be ones that please you, Lord, as we allow you to transform them, Lord, to grow us, just like you did the disciples. In Jesus' name, amen. So, the disciples are with Jesus in the last hours that he has on earth. He is pretty much just giving them the last instructions, impressing upon these young minds and hearts the equipment, the truths that he wants them to have as he departs. He's going to leave physically, and he's preparing them for this new relationship that he's going to have with them from heaven through the Holy Spirit. And you know, their hearts, you know, it's one of those things that change is never easy. Losing someone is never easy, and they can sense what's happening, and their hearts are troubled. And Jesus says to them, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. We've talked about the trust in different areas, but Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. In our hearts, as humans, we have a longing for eternity. We have a longing for belonging. We have a longing for permanence. And C.S. Lewis wrote this, creatures are not born with desires unless satisfaction for those desires exists. A baby feels hunger. Well, there's such a thing as food. A duckling wants to swim. Well, there's such a thing as water. Men feel sexual desire. Well, there's such a thing as sex. If I find myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. If none of my earthly pleasures satisfy it, that does not prove that the universe is a fraud. Probably earthly pleasures were never meant to satisfy it, but only to arouse it, to suggest the real thing. So here, C.S. Lewis is arguing, man, there's certain desires that we have. A baby cries for food, and thank God, I mean, he's provided food for that baby. In the same way, if we find ourselves with a desire, with a longing, then nothing on earth can satisfy. It must be because God has provided something beyond this earth to satisfy that. There's desires that earth, nothing on earth can fulfill. Hebrews 11:10 speaks of Abraham, who waited for